This is Financially Speaking with the Bushka Wealth Management Team. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of this show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Financially Speaking.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. And joining me, as usual, is my wonderful co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during the show today you want to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, feel free to reach out to us by calling 715-355-4445. Or you can also go to our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with B-U-S. ka.com. And of course, you can check out some of our past radio and TV show episodes. You can subscribe to the radio program and podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. So make sure you do that. That way you get updates as the new episodes come out. And also, now all of our current season episodes of our TV show are out on our YouTube page. So if you haven't checked out our TV show yet and you want to do so, go to our YouTube page. You can check out all of those previous episodes. Now, speaking of TV, I've always loved those TV crime shows that say they're ripped from the headlines. It's a clever bit of marketing that never fails to completely suck me in. Now, using that as our inspiration, today's show is ripped straight from the financial news headlines. We're going to focus on three key topics today: what the current tariff landscape means for you, how to manage your 401k during the current bout of the stock market volatility, and what staffing cuts at the IRS could mean for filers. But before we dive into current financial news, let's make sure to say hello to Tony, who's here with me today. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I am so good. If I was any better, my name would be Sue Bushka. How about that? I'm not quite that good.
Right, right.
Speaking of the TV show,
yeah,
and that you guys do, and Sue, are there outtakes available on the YouTube channel yet from the
we keep those private, Tony. We do actually show them in our annual Christmas party every year. So if you ever find yourself so lucky to get invited to our annual Christmas party, then you'll get to see the whole blooper reel.
Oh my goodness. I've seen a few of those, Cole, and they're well worth the price of admission. They should be all over TikTok at this point.
Absolutely. They should be.
Little embarrassing.
We'd be TikTok
maybe.
Famous instantly, right?
A little embarrassing for your mom, for Sue, but
of course.
What are you going to do? But yeah, wow. The topics you've picked today are definitely ripped from the headlines. I mean, you know, we're recording this actually on this show on a Wednesday.
Yep.
And today is supposed to be, I'm going to put it in air quotes, Liberation Day. I don't know if you've heard about that. Our listeners have heard, but there's going to be an announcement from the president today.
There will
at
be.
3 p.m. Central about tariffs. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's happened so far. Of course, tomorrow it could all change, right?
I mean, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
That's the problem there. But I've read a bunch of articles on tariffs, you know, the market up and down, a little bit of a correction. And of course, the situation with the IRS, Social Security. So I'm fired up for what you have for us today, Cole. Why don't we jump in?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So I think we'll start with an update on tariffs. So a CBS News article, Trump announces 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars. And I think it's got some excellent information and some updates for us prior to the 3 p.m. announcement today.
Sure.
But back on March 26th, President Trump announced a new 25% tariff on vehicles and auto parts that are imported into the U.S. Now, it's the latest move in his push to strengthen American manufacturing by using more aggressive trade measures. Now, he said that the tariffs are going to go into effect April 2nd, and with the U.S. beginning to collect those duties the very next day. So today is April 2nd, as we record, but According to the president, the new import taxes could bring in somewhere between $600 billion and $1 trillion over the next 2 years. Now, with that said, some officials within the Trump administration are offering a more cautious outlook on this, estimating the tariffs could generate closer to $100 billion in new revenue.
Yeah, interesting. And it'll be there's pros and cons, as always, to everything. And I think this news is forcing a lot of people who were maybe thinking about buying new cars to reconsider their plan, at least until the situation has more clarity. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you want to go out and buy now before prices do jump up if they haven't already. So,
right. Exactly. And I mean, it definitely bring some pause in terms of your spending patterns and things like that. So, I mean, obviously we want to make sure that we're getting, together with a financial professional to talk these things through. Yeah. Now, Trump also doubled down on his goal to make interest on auto loans tax deductible, but it comes with a catch. The deduction would only apply to cars that are made in the United States. Now, here's the thing. Tax deductions like this usually benefit higher income earners, since most Americans take the standard deduction. So for lower and middle income households, this change likely wouldn't move their needle much. Now, at the same time, car prices could be on the rise. That's according to Rella Suskin, an equity analyst at Morningstar, whose insights were shared in this CBS News article. Now, in a Thursday research note, she pointed out that while U.S.-made vehicles might gain market share, very few are actually made with 100% American parts, even from U.S.-based brands.
Of course. I mean, you know, I drive a Chevy, but
right.
It's not all the parts aren't made in the United States. And even a lot of U.S. companies like General Motors, et cetera, right, they may assemble cars or do some work or have them made in Mexico or elsewhere. So and parts from elsewhere. So it is interesting where the line is going to be drawn. But I do want to reiterate, auto loans, making those auto loans tax deductible applied to cars made in the U.S. That right. caught my interest. I hadn't heard that. We'll see if that goes through. But to me, it seems like the news about the tariffs, market upheaval, it's causing some economic anxiety for a lot of people out there. And
yeah,
that's and that anxiety, though, Cole, is a great reason to meet with somebody like yourself, a financial professional who's well-versed with helping people stick to the facts and avoid emotional decisions with their money, with their retirement funds, with their investments, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're obviously fielding a lot of discussions with prospective clients about these topics right now that are trying to make sure, is my plan set up correctly? Am I ready to weather whatever storm may potentially come with all of this stuff? And so getting a second opinion right now, obviously, is a great strategy just to make sure that you're positioned well, because if this volatility continues, you want to make sure that you're not overexposed to it, and also that you're not overexposed to the more volatile areas of the market. You know, there's certain areas of the market that tend to be more volatile than others in times like these. And on that note specifically, like the article that we're talking about today explains that automakers' stock shares took a hit after this particular for obvious reasons. And the latest round of tariffs follows a temporary break President Trump gave U.S. automakers earlier this month, which was a 1 month exemption from import duties that started on March 4th. So now here's what that means for everyday Americans. Tariffs are essentially taxes on imported goods, and most of the time, these costs get passed right down to the consumers, and that can lead families to tighten their budgets and potentially slows down economic growth. Now, Wall Street didn't waste any time reacting to this information. Shares of Ford, GM, Stellantis, the three big U.S. automakers, all took a hit after Trump made the announcement. Ford dropped nearly 4%. GM fell fell more than 7%, and Stellantis fell about 2.6% in Thursday morning trading. Now, Tesla, on the other hand, saw a bump, rising 2.6% after a pretty rough start to the year. Now, the company builds its cars in the U.S., which certainly helped, but even Tesla isn't fully insulated. CEO Elon Musk said that the automaker will still feel the effects, since many parts for their vehicles do come from overseas currently.
Yeah, and they've lost a lot over the past few months. They have had a couple of recent bumps, but yeah, they're still making up a lot of ground, which, you know, they saw a bump because they couldn't, I don't know, they had been dropping like a rock. But what's the reaction then been from the automotive industry?
Well, Tony, Matt Blunt, the president of the American Automotive Policy Council, said that, that's the group representing Ford, GM, and Stellantis. They issued a statement saying that U.S. automakers remain committed to Trump's vision of boosting American-made vehicles and jobs, but he also cautioned that any new tariffs need to be rolled out very carefully to avoid pushing prices even higher and hurting the U.S.'s competitive edge in North America. Now, this move is not new ground for Trump. He's long positioned auto tariffs as a cornerstone of his economic plan, banking on the idea that higher import costs will motivate both foreign and domestic car makers to shift production to U.S. soil. But here's the catch. Even U.S. plants rely heavily on parts parts and vehicles from Canada, Mexico, and beyond. So because expanding manufacturing takes time, experts say we could see domestic car prices rise and sales slow down before we start really seeing any long-term benefits.
Interesting. So how much could car prices jump then? I've heard some figures between what, 10 and 20?
Yeah, one recent analyst suggests these new tariffs could push auto prices up by as much as $12,200 on certain models. And that's according to the Anderson Economic Group, which is a Michigan-based consulting firm that they referenced in the article we're talking about. And that particular entity tracks the industry closely. Now, this could lead to more cars being built in the U.S., potentially, maybe over the long haul. But in the short term, it is likely to drive prices higher across the board. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul Ashworth, who's the chief of the North America Economist at Capital Economics, he put it this way in the article. While the move might encourage domestic production down the line, for now, it's inflationary. And if automakers hike their prices too, buying a new car could start to feel like a luxury purchase for many Americans. And that's not necessarily a great thing.
Yeah, no. I saw one of the talk shows, I saw they did a bit about cars are going to be so expensive that your new vehicle is the public bus. So,
right.
Yeah. And exactly. It showed a picture of a seat on a bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, it could potentially create some issues in that area. So, we have to watch it very closely and make sure that our overall financial plan is set up to weather that potential storm that we might deal with in the shorter term.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we've been talking about these latest round of announced tariffs, how they could impact your pocketbook as well as the broader economy. Yep. It's been a good chat so far. What's next on the agenda?
Well, let's take some time to next examine what the fluctuating stock market could mean for your 401k. There was a USA Today article entitled "Stocks Have Taken a Beating. What Should You Do About Your 401k?" And I think it has some really useful insights for our viewers and listeners today. The stock market, which charged into 2025 like a racehorse, gliding easily into the home stretch, now seems to be gasping for air a little bit. After three straight weeks of declines, the S&P 500 has dropped 9.3%, with similar dips showing up in the Dow and other major indices. Now, if you've got money in a 401k or another retirement account, that recent roller coaster might have your nerves a little rattled. I know that that's been the case for a lot of people coming in for initial consultations. And of course, that's relatively normal. These accounts are designed for the long haul, so short-term swings aren't usually cause for panic. But if you are feeling uneasy, keep in mind that you're not alone. And we've got a few tips to help you step back, breathe, and keep some of those things into perspective.
Okay. So what reasons are there for the market's recent weakness?
Well, so what's behind all the market jitters? In short, President Trump's push to impose tariffs on major trading partners like Mexico, Canada, and China. Now, tariffs, especially in the short term, can drive up prices on imported goods, and they often trigger retaliation against U.S. exports. Now, on top of that, the administration's mixed signals on some proposals have created the kind of uncertainty that investors generally don't like. The stock market never likes uncertainty. Yeah. I always say that uncertainty breeds volatility, right?
And nobody knows what's going to happen, right? How exactly. This is going to play out. That's part of the problem.
You don't have a crystal ball over there, Tony?
I don't.
Mine's not here either.
I have a book by Nostradamus, though, that has some great predictions about tariffs. No.
Right, exactly. No. Let's hope not anyways.
Exactly.
So what's different this time? Essentially, the president isn't ruling out the possibility of a recession. He's calling it a transition period as these new import taxes take effect. Now, to be clear, a recession isn't a sure thing, not yet anyways. But if the tariff tension leads to a broader economic slowdown, it could take the conversation from cautious to genuinely concerning.
All right. So, how bad is the current stock market? It's not terrible, right? I mean, we barely hit correction territory, right?
Right. Yeah. We're not quite there yet. I mean, we're hovering in that realm.
Right.
But right now, it's not necessarily time to panic, though it is clear that many investors are feeling uneasy, worried that things could possibly get worse. And that's not without cause, obviously. But let's zoom out for a minute. Since 1980, the S&P 500 has had an average intra-year drops of 14.1%, according to JP Morgan Asset Management. Now, still, the market ended in positive territory in 34 of 45 of those years. So that's about a 3 out of every 4 currently.
Yep.
Now, going back even further, since 1950, the S&P 500 has delivered an average annual return of 11.6%, despite plenty of nerve-wracking moments throughout the years.
True.
So should you make a move right now? Well, possibly, but it depends on your situation. I mean, pulling money out of your account is going to lock in losses and could potentially trigger taxes. But if the swings are keeping you up at night, it might be time to revisit your investment mix. And that's why we always say it's, no better time than now to get a second opinion from another financial professional to make sure that you're positioned appropriately. Because if things do get worse, which, as we've said, we don't know for sure what direction things are going right now. President Trump himself has said this could lead to recession. We don't know. And so if that does occur, we want to be prepared. Now, the worst drop in recent history was a 49% plunge during the 2008 financial crisis. And since 1980, there have been 4 other years where the market fell 30% or more. And interestingly, in 2 of these cases, it bounced all the way back by year end. So you don't want to knee-jerk react, but you want to make sure that you're positioned appropriately. And the best way to do that is getting a second opinion.
Yeah, and usually within a year or so, we saw it bounce back and go to record highs.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're dollar cost averaging in and you're still in your working years and you're contributing to the market, boy, when it has a downswing and you're buying and then it goes up to hit a record high, that's really good.
Obviously, diversification here makes sense. And here's a simple shift to consider: blending in bonds, a 60-40 mix. That's 60% stocks and 40% bonds. Since 1950, that mix has averaged 9.4% per year, according to the study that's referenced in the article that we're talking about. Now, keep in mind, past performance does not guarantee future success. All investing includes risk of loss, and that's why you only want to do it with the help of a qualified financial professional.
Don't go it alone. It isn't a DIY project, right?
It's not. Absolutely not. No,
it's not that. And you know what I say? It's funny you brought up the Magnificent Seven, because I've been watching the stocks more closely than I have in the past this year.
Sure.
Just because of everything going on. And because, yeah, as I get older, you know, I care a little bit more about my 401k, right? It's not a set it, forget it. But what I've seen, it's gone from the Magnificent Seven to the pretty good 10.
Right.
It's like the pretty good 10 or 11.
Exactly.
There's like 10 or 11 now that are pretty good. Boy, the last 2 years, though, it was the Magnificent Seven carrying the whole thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But then starting the end of last year into this year, it's been the pretty good 10. Nice. So, again, rebalancing your portfolio. Like you say, terrific reason to work with somebody like yourself. I encourage our listeners to do that if they're not already. What's next?
Well, Tony, the next article states that it might be possible to view current market losses in a more positive light. One way to stay grounded in time periods like what we're going through right now is to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. As we've said, the market tends to bounce around, but more often than not, it does end up higher over time. And chances are you're still close to where you were 3 or 4 months ago. In many ways, the market is just giving back some of the gains from that post-election rally that we experienced. And if you've got a 401k, here's another way to think about it. Your employer may match a portion of your contributions, of course, and that match acts like a buffer. So kind of like playing with house money, so to speak, if you were at the casino, to use that terminology. But it's going to help soften the impact of some of those short term losses. Now, if you're 20 in your 20s or 30s, time is on your side. Obviously, you can afford to take more risks. And a dip like this is more of a buying opportunity, really, for you. But if you're in your 60s or 70s, there's a good chance that you've still got a decade or two ahead of you in your retirement. But over time, the market does tend to trend upward. We just have to make sure that we're not overexposed to the market volatility, because that's where emotions can come into control or can come into play, and sometimes can control how we react to some of these things. And obviously making emotional decisions in time periods like this is not a combination for success, Tony.
No. So how does somebody like yourself, Cole, how do you help your clients avoid making overly emotional decisions with their 401k during a market downturn?
Sure. Well, when a client is feeling, 401k anxiety because of a market downturn, our advisors, of course, sit down and meet with them and discuss maintaining focus on their long-term goals. And from there, we then review their strategy, not with the headlines involved, obviously, because the headlines are designed to keep us tuned in and afraid, right? And next, we talk through their emotions and their feelings, and we revisit their risk tolerance. And from there, we then consider current opportunities. And then, of course, continue to review as we move forward. I think continuously communicating with our clients about these types of things and helping them to bring a little clarity and kind of filter out the noise of the industry, and especially the noise of the news sometimes, that can really help to bring us back down to earth and feel more confident with the strategy that we're using.
Well, you know what, Cole? I mean, what I like about it is, and especially for my wife and I, you take the all the emotion out of it. You have an objective viewpoint. You and the staff there at Bushka Wealth Management, you're going to look at each person's individual situation for what it is, not a cookie cutter.
Right.
You're going to get to know them and where they're at and what their goals are. And then you're going to make decisions that are logical, and they're not biased in any way. They're just, hey, how can we help you achieve these goals the best? And yet in the background, you know what's going on. The accounts are actively managed, and you have access to all the different tools in the toolbox, not just markets, not right. just insurance, not just, bonds, not just banks, but everything. You can look right. at the whole gamut of options that are out there, real estate, everything, and say, okay, in this instance, here's what you've got. Here's what you need to do. And I like that. You come at it with objectivity. And, yeah. you know, they always say, Cole, I love this question. Someone said once I was in this group and the guy said, what's the most important piece in a 1,000-piece puzzle? If you're putting together a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, what's the most important piece? And, you know, some people raise their hands, the last piece or the corner pieces. And the guy said, nope, it's the box lid.
Exactly. Right.
because if you've got pieces dumped out all over, which is what we have 401ks over here. We've got taxes, got healthcare costs. We've got this, we've got that. And inflation, we've got all these pieces to our retirement puzzle and they're all dumped out on the table. If you don't have a box lid showing you what that big picture is, what it needs to look like, you're never getting that thing put together. I mean, it might take you a year.
You mentioned that because I say that all the time to clients. You know, they'll come I always refer to retirement as a big puzzle. And the disadvantage is you don't have the box lid. You don't know what it's supposed to look like at the end, right?
And that's what you're there for, because my wife and I, we're only going to go through this retirement process once, but you and your staff there are doing it every day, right? Yeah, you go through the process every day. And after getting to know them and their goals, you're going to get a better idea of you're going to be able to help them see what that overall picture is. And you're able to help them put the pieces together. And I think that's where the rubber meets the road, Cole. Yeah. I think that is so important. And yes, you do always say that. It was probably you I originally heard that from. It's the box lid. That's the most important piece. I always love that one. So that is great. Well, you know, we didn't get to the IRS news, but you know, they're making cuts. Is that going to affect people? It might. I don't think there's a definitive answer there anyway, but we're almost out of time. So before we go, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. On the website, you can schedule a consultation, no obligation, no cost, of course, in either Wausau or Eau Claire or virtually, if that works better for you. And we've got all sorts of other resources out there. And again, don't forget to check out that YouTube channel with our recent TV episodes out there. We've got that out there now, so you don't have to catch it at a specific showtime. You can watch it whenever it's convenient for you.
All right. Hey, that sounds great. Thanks, Cole. And listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our host, Cole Bruder.
Thank you for joining us for Financially Speaking. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact the Bushka Wealth Management Team at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Financially Speaking.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.